How does it feel? How does it feel? How does it feel, folks? To be back with Eric the Freedom Screamer on the American Awakening, this is the RBN Network. How does it feel to be deceived by the new administration? I never heard so much garbage in my life coming from other broadcasters, not on this network, but on one of the other ones that's kind of along the same lines of what we do here, but I can't even say that. That would be insulting to RBN. I heard another analyst today pimping some Russian guy named Alexander Chalupa. Well, hell, this has to be a household name, folks. Now, drive it in your head. Let's have a new household name here. Look at this guy over here while the other hand is sticking it to you over there. Let me tell you what Russian and what financial organization and what political corporation you should really be paying attention to. Not Alexander Chalupa. About Oleg Besimov. Does anybody know who Oleg Besimov is? Let's start back up a second and talk about Uranium One. And everybody's peeing and moaning about how Hillary Clinton and the deal with Uranium One and the Russians and it's Hillary and Hillary. Want to know who owns Uranium One? Rosatom. R-O-S-A-T-O-M, the state-owned company by the state of Russia. And very interestingly enough, as I was researching Rosatom, which owns Uranium One, an American uranium, and most of the uranium mines in America. By the way, the immediate subsidiary that owns Uranium One is called ARMS, A-R-M-Z, as in nuclear arms. And while everybody's distracting you with Hillary Clinton and John Podesta and the Democratic National Committee and the Democratic Party, Oleg Besimov, who put a new model together, the models, not just facilitating the deal and pushing the pencils, but creating the entire model for Rosatom to merge with Philips Electronics Company. And guess who one of the major stockholders in Philips Rosatom is now? Goldman Sachs. Anybody care to take a guess as to what financial organization Oleg Besimov worked for? Still to this day? Goldman Sachs. He's a Russian you ought to be looking at. Another Goldman Sachs operative putting together the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton family is put forth as a covering agent. They're the rear guard. They're a blocking mechanism. They're a distraction. Intelligence agency MO is change the subject, change the topic, divert attention from here to over there. Don't look at Isaac Oleg Besimov, the Goldman Sachs financial guru who put together the merger of Rosatom, who owns Uranium One, together with Philips, a Western corporation, so now they can squeak out some Russian corporations kind of underneath the radar into the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ and the world market, because most of the Russian corporations are still kind of privately owned by the state, you know what I mean? And it's certainly not Hillary Clinton when you have to worry about the Uranium One deal. She's a convenient diversion. It's Oleg Besimov and Goldman Sachs putting together those. And guess what? Well, let's see. One, two, three, four. The list is getting of Goldman. Let's just call what it is: the Goldman Trump administration. So I'm not really worried about the Clintons. I'm worried about Goldman Trump. How about you? This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to The American Awakening on the RBN Network. Don't let yourself be diverted by people who are trying to take your eye off the ball and put all the onus over on Hillary and Obama. Obama can't wipe his runny little puking nose without permission from Henry Kissinger, who's very conveniently been visiting Trump at the White House. How convenient. We're going to try for Chris in Vegas and Gary in Michigan once again. Do we have either one of our guest hosts tonight? Gentlemen, are you with us?
Yes, Chris is here.
Chris is here. Gary, if you're here, you just chime in, my sir. We're going to see if we can get Gary tonight as well.
Gary Don is here.
Oh, beautiful. Your insight is highly valued, sir, and we appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule, unpaid, to be here with us tonight on the RBN Network, joining us for a little journey down the rabbit hole and searching for the truth. I thought it was very interesting that while Besimov, the Russian operative working in the London office of Goldman Sachs, putting together multinational, international mergers and deals and corporate sweetheart acquisitions, while the media, including much of the alternative media, is trying to get your eye off that ball of Goldman Sachs and Besimov and Rosatom owning Uranium One and the 277,000 shares Goldman Sachs owns of Rosatom Phillips. Phillips Rosatom. Great. Another corporate merger, another giant multinational. The world is getting, what do you want to say, it's getting smaller? It's getting consolidated. And the truth is not really getting much easier to find now. These corporate prostitutes are making it quite easy on us to do the research and find out. You don't have to go far down the rabbit hole to see that the real Russian threat, if you want to call it one, is Besimov and the Russian acquisition of Uranium One by Rosatom. A Goldman Sachs deal that was put together, and he's up on the internet, and it says one of his crowning achievements, Oleg Besimov, is the deal, the model he put together to create the new merger, one of a kind, a new thing here between Phillips Corporation, the electronics corporation that makes most of your light bulbs, and Rosatom, the company that now owns uranium mines all across the world, the majority share in North America. Gary, any insight tonight? How are you, my friend?
We're doing very fine, thank you. I'm just kind of listening, and I really want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to be on with you and Chris. It's a golden opportunity for it to open up my mind and trying to learn more, and I really appreciate the knowledge that's brought forth, and I thank the Republic Radio for bringing this on, and pray that this stays in existence as a vital usage to our people. I yield to Chris.
And your insight is just as valued by us and our listeners, Gary. We really appreciate that.
May I ask you a question tonight, first thing?
Sure.
Yeah. I have a book, and I want to make sure we got, if I'm on the same page, called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. But it's issued out. It's a little bit different. It's called, translated from the Russian of Nihilus, Nillus, by
right.
Victor E. Marsden, Marsden,
right,
late Russia correspondent of the Morning Post.
Yep, and that is the same. Well, according to what I was reading from, that's the same. We're pretty much on exactly the same page. I'd love to hear anything that came to your mind out of the book. If you'd like to highlight something or comment on
well,
it,
that'd be great. I just read a couple of things. I read about the Kol Nidre because I knew about that 20 years ago, and the Eli, okay, and the Kol Nidre.
Gary, take a few minutes and expand upon that for our listeners. Would you please?
Let me study this for the end of the week here so I get it more concise and
okay.
down. but it's very interested. I don't have the 20 planks or whatever it is, but it has a whole explanation of how these things work. The Kol Nidre is a very interesting thing, just a little thing on it, and maybe we'll have something from Las Vegas more on it, and Chris will have it. But the fact is that the Kol Nidre is the oath that they take once a year at what they call the Day of Atonement, and it swears off any other oath that they take. There's no oath that's of any value. So if they take an oath to be the so-and-so of the United States of America, all those oaths they take for that whole year are null and void anyhow. And they go to the Jewish synagogue to take this oath. And there's a song out here that they sing all called Eli, it's called Eli, okay, which is part of the Kol Nidre oath. It's quite interesting. We'll get into a little bit more and share, and people will see that it's happening right in front of their faces, right in front of themselves by the entertaining views of the world, and they get us to laugh at our own self. So, hi, yo.
Wow. Very interesting. Chris, any comment on the oath that trumps all other oaths?
Well, he's absolutely right. It's a form of a prayer, and I'm not sure which form of God they're praying to, but they're definitely seeking full absolution, nullification, cancellation of any other oaths they may have to take. Not only that, they're given forgiveness for anything they do to the other tribes, including any of the Goyim, or Goyim as they like to call us, the Shitzes, the females of the species of the Goy, that they can use and abuse any way they choose or deem to find lustfully satisfying or predatorily, rapaciously committing it to their so-called gods. And they can tell any type of lies, do any kind of deceitful acts, rip you off, steal to you, lie to you, give you death-causing medicines or drugs, and call them medicines. Me, die, sin is kind of what I like to break it down into. And so if we don't appraise ourselves, do our due diligence, study, read it for yourself. I mean, don't take our word for it if you have the ability to read this, but I certainly urge anyone that has the venturous spirit to read this sort of depravity and perversity to prayerfully supplicate to the Creator to protect you with his arms of love and forgiveness and wings of protection around you while you read this sort of deviant devil worship language, if you will.
Excellent points, Chris. You're listening to The American Awakening. I am Eric the Freedom Screamer, joined by Chris in Las Vegas, Gary in Michigan. If you'd like to join the show, please call 1-800-313-9443. We value the input of our listeners, 800-313-9443. We're touching the things that nobody else will touch. I can't find anybody in the alternative media who will touch this. They're all afraid. I don't know what it is. They're one of two things. They're either scared or they're working for the enemy. Either way, I wouldn't be turning it to anywhere else for news and analysis other than the RBN network. This is it. This is where it's at. I listen around. I try to see what the other broadcasters are talking about. I'm not talking about the broadcasters. I'm not being critical of the broadcasters on this network. They're great. I really value the most of what's on this network. Digging around, looking around, and I can't find anybody else who's talking about Besimov, the Goldman Sachs operative, is really behind Ross Adam and Goldman Sachs with its 277,000 shares of Ross Adam, which owns Uranium One. I'd call Goldman Sachs a more hands-on player and participant in this Uranium One acquisition than Hillary Clinton by a long shot. But geez, you know, you don't want to talk about Goldman Sachs because then it takes you back to the Goldman Trump administration. You want to put the onus on Hillary. Keep just focusing everybody on that. Take people down that little kind of diversionary offshoot and pretend that all the problem lies with Hillary and the Democrats and the liberals and the progressives. And, I mean, I literally get a headache now listening to other broadcasts. It's living in such the lower mind that it's unbearable. You know, the Democrat Party and is doing this, and then Hillary and the Clinton Foundation did that, and the FBI and director didn't do that, and Sessions has got to go because, well, he's not going after the Clintons. Of course he's not going to go after the Clintons for the crimes they committed. They're both lawyers. They're both members of the bar. They're both loyal to a foreign nation called England because they have an Esquire next to their name, and they take an oath that says so. The three tenets of the New York State Bar are, number one, protect the judge, number two, protect the opposing attorney, and number three, serve the client. You're last on the list, brothers and sisters. And this is the art of war that they're playing against us. This is the trick of the game. Divert, divert, divert. Change the subject. Don't look at Oleg Besimov, the Goldman Sachs operative, putting together all these corporate mergers so Rosatom can acquire Uranium One. How do you think they get the money to buy it? From their investors, like Goldman Sachs. This guy Besimov comes out of Goldman Sachs, puts together the deal. Nobody's talking about him. Nobody mentions his name. But all of a sudden, this guy Chalupa comes up. Are you some Ukrainian journalist who did this and that? Now, remember, folks, are you following me now? Be suspicious of any analysts who keep saying, do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you follow me? I was listening to this guy, and I said, gosh, where have I heard that before? Do you understand? Do you understand me? Do you understand what's going on? You follow me now? I heard it in the witch's court from Judge Brown the other day. Do you understand me? He was very nice and jovial and smiling. And I said, do you understand? It's from the Marine Corps boot camp. You will pull this string through this hole. Do you understand me? Aye, sir. Do you understand? You go over here and you get it. Don't lift up your head. Do you understand? Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Yes, sir. Aye, sir. Scream it. Aye, sir. Yes, sir. Do you understand me? You follow me? Are you understand me? Do you understand? Everybody understand me now? Understand? Understand me? Be very aware. That's an absolute red flag that goes up. You want to tell somebody who's an intelligence agency officer trying to distract you from Oleg Besimov and the Goldman Trump administration off to some diversionary track with Chalupa and Clinton, go ahead. But, man, if you want the truth, stay with the RBN Network and please support the network, won't you? This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris in Vegas. We'll get back into the protocols of the elders of the learned elders of Zion. The only thing these creeps are learned in is evil, wickedness, deceit, how to steal, how to kill, how to conquer nations, and then justify it in your own mind all the while by saying, well, geez, if we would fight a foreign enemy with everything we had but deceit and covert operation, why can't we fight our own people like that? Geez, we could take over the world if we could just sleep at night and justify our own evil in our own minds. And this is where we stand today with the Goldman Trump administration and Besimov and Uranium One. Look at the real Uranium One deal. The real Uranium One deal is the Rosatom acquisition, Goldman Sachs owning 277,000 shares, and Oleg Besimov, the Russian, facilitating the whole thing out of the London office of Goldman Sachs. I rest my case. Very interesting broadcast last night. We got into the protocols of the meetings of the learned elders of Zion. And they did make no bones about it. The political has nothing in common with the moral. If you're a dirtball scumbag globalist pig, I guess that's true. But political here at RBN has everything in common with the moral. And this is why we try to get to the truth. We try to acknowledge the creator in whatever form you want to worship. Realize that there cannot be a creation without a creator. And I hear the music. That means break. We'll be right back. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. And thank you for joining us tonight. We'll try to make an interesting broadcast by getting further into the protocols. The protocols that nobody else will touch. We're happy to touch it really, really hard right here on the RBN Network. Stay with us on The American Awakening. This is Eric. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us.
The forces that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. This show stands on Psalms 94:16, the Psalm of Activism. Well, that's my name for it. It says, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" There's enough evildoers out there and workers of iniquity, let me tell you, that we could all stay busy for a lifetime just standing up and rising up against these evil, wicked ones, such as the learned elders of Zion, and all their underlings and minions from Goldman, Trump administration, both political parties. Here's the problem I have with many other outfits right now. Anytime some broadcaster or analyst tells you the Democrats this and the Democrats that, without in the same breath saying the Republican Corporation, yes, as well, in tandem with them, together joined at the hip like Siamese political corporations, are also to blame. Then if you only say the word Democrat and you're not saying the word Republican, then the implication of mentioning the Democrats and the DNC and how the Democrats are this and Democrats that, without the implication is that somehow the Republic, and they don't even have to say it, the broadcaster, and they know this, they don't have to say the Democrats this and the Democrats that, but the Republicans will save you and they're okay and everything's fine with them. They don't even have to say that because the implication is there. When you keep saying negative Democrat, 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 and then you don't even mention the word Republican, oh, as an afterthought, maybe later say, yeah, and a few people in the Republican establishment as well. Oh, but the whole rest of the Republican Corporation is good? I don't think so. So the implication is when anybody start ragging at the Democrat Party or the Democrat Corporation, which we know what it is, or the DNC, and they're not talking about the Republicans in the exact same breath, in tandem, as a joint operation, joint special forces operation. You're watching a special forces operation with the Democrats and the Republicans working together. And anytime they can get one of their broadcasters to start ripping on the Democrats without mentioning the Republicans, the implication in people's mind is that the Republicans will save you from the evil Democrats. Of course, you know, it's very brainwashing technique extraordinaire. So beware of all those people who are still trying to point. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Helps me to differentiate them a little bit better if I think of them as the demon rats and the Republicans. It's more clearly concise in my mind.
Exactly. Yes. Demon rats and Republican artists. Absolutely. And in both Democrat and Republican administrations, you get Goldman Sachs stinking and reeking out throughout the whole entire administration. I don't care whether it was Clinton or Bush or Obama or Trump. You got Goldman administration. You got Goldman Sachs running the country. Look at Bessemoff and all the pimps who are pushing these obscure Russian connections with this. And they might even be, you know, saying this is bogus, but they won't tell you who the real enemy is. They won't tell you, well, look at that Goldman Sachs guy, Bessemoff, putting together the deal to acquire Phillips and Uranium One, putting together all the models, not just the deals, the models for the deal. These are the structuring agents, the ones who facilitate, who really come up with a whole new program. Hey, and guess what? If they got to pass a new statute to make it legal, they just dish it off to their Congress whores, and it gets passed in Congress short order. They're not worrying about returning sovereignty to the American people. We have a horrible, horrifying, nightmarish situation in this country right now with the Bundys and Tom LaGuevara and Victor DePasso and Gary Hunt. I could go down the list of patriots who are locked up. It would take, I could never be able to do it. It's too long. And the recent Rasmussen poll touted on one of the other broadcasts, it says Americans are more happy now. 78% of Americans are happy. What the hell does that mean? And who, all of a sudden we're trusting the Rasmussen polls now. Now that it's favorable to Trump and you can have some excuse to try to brainwash people into thinking that Trump's your friend and all his Goldman Sachs pimps and hoes are your friend. It's
maybe
very, very frustrating.
That.
Go ahead, yeah. Chris.
So they may have misspelt that. Maybe it's Rasputin's poll more accurately. The mad monk.
Yeah, I mean, happy what? I mean, what does that mean? Of course, people are always going to, they could be lying. They could be happy because their daughter just made it through the graduation, or that their son got out of the witch's court for some of the bogus child. It could be, what does that mean? Oh, the Bundys are locked up, and because a bunch of delusional fools, because the sheeple, because the idiots who voted for Obama and Hillary and Trump are all happy now, that's somehow some kind of weather vane or some kind of gauge or barometer of how the country is doing and where we stand freedom-wise. Oh, go ahead.
Public Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the American Awakening. We appreciate you staying with us tonight here on the RBN Network. Please support the network. Support the sponsors of this network also. Those commercials don't, you know, they're just not there to take up time or, you know, sound good. They're there to sell a product, and I encourage you to go. I mean, the Liberty sticker sounds really cool. You can put stickers everywhere. For a small investment, you can really spread the word. Have custom stickers made up that say RBN or, you know, the name of your favorite broadcast. Please don't you do one of the other networks. Stick to RBN hosts. The other guys are just so off base. I mean, to intentionally take people away from the Goldman Sachs connection on this Uranium One deal with Rosatom and Phillips and Besimov and Goldman Sachs, I mean, that's just wrong. And they're doing this intentionally. I know what they're doing it intentionally. It cannot be by accident. I mean, I'm pretty stupid, actually. I'm not genius. I'm just average IQ and regular working guy to do construction and try to get by and pay the bill. I'm not some brilliant genius. It didn't take me long with a bogus stripped-down search engine to find out who was behind this Uranium One deal. It's Goldman Sachs. And Besimov's the Russian who put it together. He's put up there to make sure that the Russian corporation can somehow do a merger and acquisition to get their hands on as much of our uranium as possible. And ultimately, as much as I have loved the Russian people, I don't think that their government is still on board with the whole freedom thing. I think they're playing the role, just like the Pope's playing the role And just like all the enemies are playing the role, and they're issued a little memo. They get a little memo that says, "Hey, we need to trash talk Trump this week to give him some legitimacy." All you progressive globalists and banking is able to do is, come on, say you hate Trump. They don't hate Trump. Trump's the man that's putting all this together. He's not going to talk about the acquisition of Uranium One by Rosatom, facilitated by a Russian named Besimov, who works for Goldman Sachs, whose buddies from Goldman Sachs are all in the Trump administration now. They're not going to tell you about the Deutsche Telekom deal to buy pretty much the final large wireless telephone company, Sprint. They already got most of Verizon. They already got PowerTel, Suncom. I mean, on T-Mobile. My I'll break out that list and revisit that. But I've done it recently, so I didn't want to get back into that sidetrack tonight. But, you know, the Deutsche Telekom deal, that's a big deal. Why isn't anybody talking about that? We're about to lose. We've already lost 80, probably 70, I think the number was 60 million customers in the United States right now pay the VIC to Deutsche Telekom through their cell phone bill. And guess what? It doesn't take much than flip of a switch or maybe pretend that there was an EMP attack. How are you ever going to know if it was or wasn't? They could come up with any bogus story through the prostitute media and convince people of anything. And with the flip of a switch, shut off everybody's telephone service. Bye-bye communication. What do you got? There's not many ham radio operators left. I encourage there to be more. CBs work great. Get yourself off the grid. Start working. Do a little bit every month. Doesn't have to be overwhelming. Yeah, getting off the grid can be a radical change. It can be pricey. But if you do it on a small scale, little bits here and there, and you really think about what the small things that you can do as solutions to make a big difference, you know, once again, you could, passing out your notification flyers, handing out CDs of this broadcast to people and just say, here, listen to this, pop this in your CD player. Hard copies are better than ever now. They're sanitizing and sterilizing and removing stuff from the Internet all over the place. They're putting stuff up in front of you and in forms of little ads and cookies and little screen pop-ups and that to take you to places that where the truth is not. And they're absolutely, by design, avoiding the places where the truth is. Has anybody ever talked about Bernard Carrick, the chief of the New York City Police Department for 9/11, who had previously worked for the Saudi royalty? The Saudi royalty? The entity that was behind 9/11? I mean, directly, there were other entities and some higher players in the banking establishment in Rome and Luxembourg, yes. But they used Saudi Arabia as their hit squad. And this guy used to work for the Saudi royalty directly. And all of a sudden, he pops up as a low-level beat cop in New York City, and rises to chief of police, specifically for 9/11, and he's there for all day, and then winds up doing 4 years in prison, federal prison, for public corruption. I mean, even the witches' court saw this guy was corrupt. And the Judge Robinson at the sentencing denied the prosecution's recommendation for a lighter sentence and said, no, I'm not going to give you the 30 months. He's going to go in for 4 years. So, I mean, it was obvious even to the witches and Nazis that this guy was completely corrupt. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. So please support the network. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be a force multiplier and repost this show everywhere. You could go to a comment section on a website somewhere where that had a lot of traffic, and in the comment section say, you know, in addition to what I hear here, there's some extra truth found there. And say right here, book, Republic Broadcasting Network, post a link to the broadcast, make a link yourself with a new, you figure it out. But you can really make a big difference in spreading the word if you use your imagination and you're determined. Determination and persistence is everything. I'll pull up my quote on persistence here sometime. Persistence, there's nothing in the world that can take the place of persistence. Ultimately, you can be talented, you can be a genius, you can be well-educated. That's not going to get you anywhere. Persistence and determination are the key. It was a Calvin Coolidge quote. It was pretty interesting. I'll pull that up later. But anyway, so thanks for joining us tonight. We got Chris and we got Gary. I want to remind people that the jury nullification flyer seems to be up and running at courtroomwatch.com, so get yourself a stack of flyers. I got one right here in my hand right now. I went with a gentleman to the Allegheny courthouse about a week or 10 days ago, passed out a whole bunch of them and made quite a little stir at the courthouse. Very interesting. I've acquired a great deal of knowledge, and I've made some really interesting friends by just going and hanging out at the witch's court doing courtroom observing and talking with people about jury nullification and handing flyers out. Don't forget, the lobby of the courthouse is public property, and if any of the bailiffs come up and give you a hard time and says, oh, you can't do that here, or the judge doesn't want you to do that, they tried it on me. The bailiff came up and says, Judge Brown doesn't want you passing out the jury nullification flyers in the courtroom or in the lobby. You can do it outside if you want. He kind of ended on a positive, thinking I'd bite and say, oh, okay, thanks. See you later. I'll run outside the building, then I'll do it out front like you told me to. Thanks, Adolf. See you in a little while. Lick the boots. Yeah, and we'll run out the door.
Huh? Speaking of your jury nullification flyers, I found a jury nullification shirt at the Bundy get-together last week with Roger Stone and Sean Stone and some others that were there. Of course, on the front it says, no victim, no crime, jury nullification, but on the back it's got several citations, jury rights. The jury has a right to judge both the law as well as the fact and controversy. John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, in 1789, the jury has the right to determine both the law and the facts. Samuel Chase, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, 1796, signer of the United States Declaration. The jury has the power to bring the verdict in the teeth of both the law and the fact. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Supreme Court Justice, 1902. The law itself is on trial quite as much as the cause which is to be decided. Harlan F. Stone, 12th Justice of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in 1941. And lastly, the pages of history shine on the instances of the jury's exercise of its prerogative to disavow or disregard the instructions of the judge. U.S. versus Daugherty, 473 F. 2nd, 113-1139 in 1972. I'm sure that one will get me quite a bit of attention.
And also make sure you tell us what...
Well, very interesting. Yeah, that's excellent. Excellent synopsis. Let me read that quote, that last one, again, a little slower. The pages of history shine on instance of the jury's exercise of its prerogative to disregard instructions of the judge. That's U.S. versus Daugherty, 1972. Excellent job, Chris. That's good. I every single person at that event should have had a jury nullification shirt. I have one myself. I had it printed up at a local T-shirt shop, and it says, in big letters, jury nullification, it's your right. I wanted to keep mine really simple because people in upstate New York, the sheeple part of the people, are really stupid. And if you give them too, I hate to say it, I know there's brilliant people here, and I'm not talking about the remnant. I'm not talking about our people. I'm talking about the majority of the idiots that watch the TV and think that everything, that they're happy. And then Rasmussen calls with this bogus, made-up, fabricated, fraudulent poll, and then it says they're happy. I am happy. Oh, great. I guess Trump must be doing good. So anyway, the end of the story of me getting not hassled by the bailiff. He was polite, but he was still hassling me. So yeah, he was hassling me, and he said, Judge Brown doesn't want you to pass the flyer out in the lobby or the courthouse, but you can do it outside. I said, I don't think so. I'll be happy to not pass them out. I'll refrain in the courtroom because it's a matter of, you know, keeping quiet. And okay, I can dig that, but this lobby here where you're talking to me right now, sir, this is public property. And if the judge is going to issue that edict, I want it in writing so I can pursue this further in the federal courts. Now, boy, that sent him flying like a cross in front of a vampire. Of course, the ruling from the judge never came out, and they didn't hassle me one more time, and I passed out a jury nullification flyer to every single person in that courthouse, including multiple assistant district attorneys and attorneys. One of the ADAs wanted one. He's like, what do you got? He's like, can I see that? And I thought he was being confrontational because they're a little, you know. I said, that's just information. I said, it's just information on jury duty and on jury duty, and it's non-specific. There's no cases mentioned other than, you know, the Supreme Court case that says you can do jury nullification. So he says, no, I'd like to have one for myself to take home with me. Oh, absolutely. Here you go. Share it with your buddies. I had a public defender come up to me at Shane Bennett trial and say, oh, he said, I didn't know who he was at first. He said, I really like your shirt. And I said, oh, cool. He said, can I take a picture of you in the shirt? I said, sure, why not? And I said, will you promise that you post it on Facebook? And he said, I really can't do that. I'm a public defender. And I said, no problem. I didn't know you were with the system. you go ahead, take your picture, and do what you can with it. So, you know, I'm always talking that, you know, I could, my mind is always turning toward, well, how would you put it? Kind of guerrilla warfare in the free, in the sense of the freedom movement, where every little thing you can do makes a difference. Every place you post, every one you hand a notification flyer to, we've been so preconditioned to think that, wow, the beast is so big and the enemy is so strong, and it is, that what are you going to do? You can't fight Tammany Hall, or you're spitting into the wind, or, you know, you ain't going to see it in our lifetime, or I'm sick of that. And that's a bunch of baloney. I've seen personally, because of the involvement of the Courtroom Observers Network, several people walk away from incarceration because of the pressure, and in the end, you can have the best attorney and you can have the best paperwork, but that ain't going to do anything for you. If activism trumps paperwork every time. Without that public pressure, without those 500 phone calls, you can forget it. You'll be sitting in the witch's prison indefinitely. So we all need to hang together, lest we hang separately. And remember that courage is the foremost of all the virtues, for without it, you may never get to experience any of the others. I'd like to read the jury nullification flyer for those of you who don't go online and may not have heard this yet. Jury nullification, it's your right and your duty. For hundreds of years, jury nullification has occurred when a jury finds a defendant not guilty, even though the defendant may have opposed or rejected the code in question. It is not a violation to oppose or reject an immoral or unconstitutional code, and codes are not law when they are in opposition to the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. It's called the Supremacy Clause. Because the attorneys, judges, and local government make so much money by passing unlawful codes and regulations, they continue to invent an illusion of criminal activity where there is none. This court-for-profit system eventually destroys freedom in the community. Therefore, it is essential for you, the juror, to realize and exercise your role as the blocker of a power-hungry court system, and as the final enforcer of freedom among the people. Remember two things. Number one, Chris just touched on this. Society, or the state, cannot be a victim. It is called a fictitious entity, meaning false or made up. Only a living man or woman can claim to be a victim. No victim, no crime. Number two, you, the juror, are the judge, and the judge is nothing more than a referee with no authority to tell the jury how they can interpret the law. Any judge who instructs the jury is committing jury tampering, a felony. They use intimidation and manipulation to control the jury. Do not submit to the unlawful pressure from the judge. He or she has a very large financial stake in creating guilty verdicts, because the pension funds they rely upon for retirement are heavily invested in the private prison industry. As a juror, you have total immunity to vote your conscience, regardless of any threats by the jury tampering judge. Someone's freedom will rest in your hands if you are selected as a juror, and it is your right and your duty to judge the fairness of the law as well as the facts. If the law is wrong, or no living victim is injured, the verdict is not guilty, and freedom wins for everyone, including you, the juror. The pages of history shine on instance of the jury's exercise of its prerogative to disregard instructions of the judge, U.S. versus Doherty, and then we name the courtroomwatch.org website at the bottom. So, and I just printed these out the other day, so it seems to be functioning properly. Get yourself a stack. I've got a stack in my hands right here. I've been posting them everywhere I possibly can. Look for bulletin boards at your locally owned convenience store. Look at the student union at the local universities. You know, even the coffee shop will have a bulletin board with cards on it, and ask them if you can squeeze it. This flyer here that I just read, it's printed in, you could squeeze it on one half of a page, the top half. So even if you were pressed for space, you could still squeeze it in almost, 4x8, kind of a large card, so a little larger than a 3x5 card. It's not that big. It doesn't even take up the whole side of one page. All kinds of room at the bottom.
So you could do it in very little space and on very little time. This is a big return for a small investment. This is a winner. Pass out jury nullification flyers. We had jury nullification flyer success in Oregon for the original trials, the federal trials for the Bundys, and they walked away basically free from those, from that witch's court, due to the jury nullification, and the jurors came out and said so. But of course, then we have the witch's court never sleeps, and these gentlemen got scooped up, and now they're on trial in Nevada, where Jeff Sessions, the wonderful attorney general, patriot, great guy, honorable man, shows up and says he enjoys the way the prosecution is holding the Bundys. Well, he was general. He said, I really compliment the way they're leading this case. And the leading of the case is holding men with no bail for a year and a half before their trial on a victimless offense. I hear music. That means breaks. Please support the network, won't you? We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. We'll get into the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. They're learned only in their wickedness. We'll be right back.
You may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgment, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. We are awakening here. We're on our way. We're doing our best to get to the truth. And many things can be debated, but ultimately the universal truths have only one side. And we're trying to find that universal truth here. Thanks for listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. We appreciate you joining us, and please support the network. If you value what you hear on this network, please do everything you can to support it. Support it financially if you can. If you can't support financially, spread it with your activism. Once again, recording your favorite broadcasts, ones that turn out extra good with extra solid information, and you're really happy and it's something special, or even if it's just something average, get it out there. Post a link to this network and these broadcasts on every comment board you can. Pick three a week, five a day if you have a lot of time on your hands. And just go to the comment board and say, hey, everybody may want to be interested in it. Make a comment that's pertinent to what you're, don't just come out of left field, to try to make it, tie it together. They're not going to have an immediate excuse to try to pull it down and say, well, it doesn't belong here. We don't, you know. They say, oh, yeah, but notice blah, 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 blah. And by the way, RBN Network. Okay, so be a force multiplier and get this word out there. I loved our caller the other night, called in, said he's using his local public TV, public access TV station. What a great idea. You want to get through to the real sheeple, the problem, where the problem is, you know, the people who aren't awake. And there's a lot of people out there who want to be awake. They just don't know where to go. They haven't heard it in a proper, delivery, so to speak. Common speak in every man's language. Trying to make it understandable. I mean, God, these learned elders of Zion, you know, they have such convoluted thinking that, you know, you have to be, I can see why people don't want to get into this. I mean, going down the rabbit hole, the guy who translated these learned elders of Zion protocols, you know, got sick. He could only handle it for a couple hours a day. He'd have to leave the British Museum and go get sick to his stomach because of all the evil that stinks throughout these protocols of Zion. What we're going to do is we're going to wait till the top. We're going to wait till the next hour. We've only got about 3 minutes left before the top of the hour break. So if Gary or Chris have any comments, that's great. Just chime in, you guys. And then we'll get back into the protocols. But I want to remind people that Goldman Sachs is running the government at the behest of the big block stockholders of the Federal Reserve, who also own Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. And go online and type in the Queen's Right of Alberta and a Lady Rothschild, Bronfman Rothschild, B-R-O-N-F-A-M, Bronfman E-L Rothschild. And you'll see the Lady Rothschild, between Lady Rothschild and the Queen of England, no offense, to all the women out there who think that it's all the men and all these men and it's the man and it's the patriarchal society and it's all those men out there screwing it up, I got news for you. The curtain I looked behind, there was a couple of harlots there. It was one was the Queen of England, the other one was the Queen Lady Rothschild, and then of course, as powerful or even more than both of those, the Queen of the Netherlands and King and Queen Juan Carlos. In conjunction with the Vatican. Go ahead, Chris.
Well,
those
Eric,
aren't
you know,
men, even though they're acting like them. Go ahead.
The so-called Queen of England is a pretender to the throne. She actually comes from the House of Wettin, spelled W-E-T-T-I-N, and they were,
German.
At the time of the war, when it was with Germany, it sounded too German, so they wanted to switch it to Windsor. And so
we
don't even know who she really is, and she kind of looks a lot like Barbara Bush, who is repeatedly the daughter of Aleister Crowley. just goes on and on and on.
Go online and type in Barbara Bush, Aleister Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y. Look at the two pictures. You tell me they're not related. We'll be right back after this break. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Chris and Gary and you. We appreciate your being here. Support the network, won't you? And we'll be right back after this break. Thank you for listening to The American Awakening on the RBN Network.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone, and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend- Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.